Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, enlighten you. Something that you might have missed in the last 7 days, something that's trending, doing the rounds. I'm going to go first this week.
Yeah, go for it. I want to know what I've missed.
Okay, well, you've got two things to pick from.
All right.
And you don't like, really...
your own adventure.
Yes, exactly.
On the radio. Can we do a Choose Your Own Adventure radio show one day?
Oh, I hate those.
Why?
I always feel like you miss out on something. Because you're like, oh, I want to go this way.
I'm writing it down. I'm keeping it. I'm writing it down.
Do you want to hear first the A story or the B story?
A story.
Ooh, okay. The A story. Did you know Stan Walker just got married?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. How nice is that?
Who did he marry?
So he married Lou Tyson. They got married. They were going to plan to have this massive big wedding, and they were going to invite hundreds of guests.
But COVID.
Yep, COVID. So they just ended up having a very, very small one. And actually, my pastor back in New Zealand married them.
Oh, well, why can't we get Stan on the phone to say congratulations?
We actually probably should
have. Yeah, your pastor would have his number. Could have checked for us.
But if you want to have a bit of a teary moment,
yeah,
you should go check out the video. You can literally just type in Stan Walker wedding and he's singing to the the whole thing.
What's his wife's dress like?
Oh, it's white.
Shouldn't have asked you. Really. That was my first mistake.
Okay, so this is the him singing to his own wedding video. It's actually very nice. Now, her dress is white.
Yes.
Okay. But he didn't go for a suit. He's wearing like a silk kind of bronzy brown thing.
I just don't think you should try and describe people's
clothes. He's wearing. I'll show you.
A suit and a satin shirt.
No, it's not a suit.
Well, it's a satin shirt and brown pants.
Yeah, it's like a silky brown thing described.
A satin, brown satin shirt.
Silk, satin, same.
A deep V.
Anyway, congratulations, Stan Walker.
Good job, Stan Walker.
If you missed it, he just got married earlier this week. Now, do you want the other one now?
Sure.
Okay. This one here is pretty cool. How do you feel about the old fancy glasses that do a lot of things, the smart glasses?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Well, Facebook has teamed up with the old Bands. Okay, you know the ones? Don't make me say the brand.
No.
Bands.
No idea. Anyway, keep going.
There's a lot of sunny rays.
Okay, you're still not getting it.
Come on. Okay, so they've teamed up and it's available now. You can buy these sunglasses. Okay, you can listen to music. You can take phone calls. But more importantly, you can take photos and upload it straight to Facebook using these glasses.
How bulky are they?
No, they look like the exact ones you've got on right now.
No.
Yes. And it's all touchscreen. So you touch the side of your glasses.
I get so many smudges on my glasses.
No, because they're on the side.
Oh, okay.
So they're not on the actual lens.
Yeah.
And so whatever you're looking at, if you're like, oh, I want to capture that, whether it be a video or just a picture, you simply touch the side of your glasses, record it, and then send it straight to Facebook. So people can always see what you're seeing. And I guess you can go live from that as well.
Guess you could.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
It's built in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, now
didn't
people's...
Google try and do a pair?
Yeah,
years
it didn't
ago,
quite work.
And that didn't work because they were ugly.
But, these honestly look like normal ones that you would see every single day.
They're
very slick.
I'll Google that too.
Anyway, that's my What's Trending A and B. Yours is coming up next.
Alrighty, are you ready for this?
I'm ready, I'm sitting down.
It's no Stan Walker, it's no fancy glasses.
Okay, but it is...
trending.
Okay.
a man has somehow swallowed a Nokia brick phone.
I did see this.
It's insane.
How do you swallow one of those phones?
So there's a 33-year-old man. It was a classic Nokia phone, the one that when you think of when they call it a brick phone.
Yeah, it's like the classic blue one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone used to have them back in the day.
Yeah, it's not the 3210 with the bigger screen.
Oh, no, I am thinking of the 3210.
No, not the 3210.
Was it just before the 3210?
I think so. No, that's the 51 something. Anyway, doesn't matter. I think it's the one after the bigger screen one.
Teenagers right now are going, what?
What are you talking about? Anyway, so after undergoing one of the most bizarre operations of his career, the doctor told local media, saying, I got a call about a patient who swallowed an object, and after carrying out a scan, we noticed the phone had then split into three parts.
What?
So it broke it apart. So all the parts It was the battery that concerned them the most.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, of course, it could potentially explode. So the patient didn't reveal why he swallowed his phone, and it must have been done on purpose, because you can't accidentally swallow something that large.
There's no way.
Like, by accident. No way at all.
Did they reveal how?
Well, no. So it just says the footage was recorded via a small camera, which used by the doctor and his team to locate the phone. They then spent 2 hours trying to remove it. Amazingly, the doctor revealed that they removed the phone from his body the same way it went in, via his mouth.
Ooh, I don't know which is worse.
They didn't cut him open and get it. Yeah, they obviously put something down and pulled it back out bit by bit.
Couldn't just have a few curries?
No.
No?
I don't think so. But yeah, still intact. I can't believe how. I'm just trying to. How did he not choke?
Throat. Yeah.
It would be so painful.
I would. If given the option, I was like, cut me open.
Cut me open?
Yeah, I don't want that thing coming back.
Oh, you'd be under.
Yeah. I'll just wake up and I'll feel a lot better and there'll be no ringtone in my belly. I'll just cut me open.
Do you reckon if you... No, I wouldn't have run.
No, not if it's in three pieces.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, no, it's in three spots.
Maybe that's why he did it. He had a bet with his friends.
Yeah, it was probably a bet.
Yeah.
Seriously. What guy does something like that if it's not a bet? Old mate, because it doesn't reveal his name.
Did you say how old he was?
33.
33?
He's not a teenager. He's a 33-year-old. But you're a 31-year-old man. You'd still do silly bets with your friends, wouldn't you?
Not that silly. That's ridiculous.
One man's silly is another man's...
treasure?
Is another man's not silly.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. If you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.